You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
When my son was a small boy, I'd always tell him to hang on tight to my hand as we crossed a road. And I can remember to this day, he did just that. He knew he was safe with his daddy.
But you didn't depend on his grip, did you?
Absolutely not. It was my hand that held a secure grip on his. It was a lesson to him to realise it was safe to hold on to me as I knew the dangers of traffic in crossing the street.
As he got a little older, though, I remember him saying, "I can do it, Daddy." That was especially so when he got closer to school. He didn't want his schoolmates thinking he was a baby.
Eventually, there did come a time when I let go because I heard him do a little drill they taught him at school. Look to the right and look to the left, and you'll never, never get run over.
Holding on to your young child's hand is exactly what the Lord Jesus does with his children. Once we believe on Jesus and become part of God's family, he holds his children in his grip.
You know, one thing is for certain. It's not our grip on God that keeps us safe, but the power of Jesus' grasp. No one can take us out of his grasp, not the devil, nor even ourselves. Once we're in his hands, God will never let go, and that is security.
That's so important for a believer to realize. Sometimes we get the idea it's up to us to hold on to God. And if we do something wrong, we worry about whether we're still Christians or not. In fact, some actually believe they can lose their salvation, as if it's all up to them.
That's right. But we need to take Jesus at his word. He told believers very clearly, and I quote, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand."
That means we're doubly safe. We're held in Jesus' nail-pierced hands, and his Father's hand encloses us also. That is a very secure grip. How wonderful to know that nothing in this life or the next shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ.
The Apostle Paul certainly experienced this assurance, and he said, "Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me." In other words, he was saying, "Jesus Christ has a grip on me."
The fact is, once you belong to the family of God, you want to remain there. There's no way you would want to turn your back on all of God's blessings and the certainty of knowing that your future is secure with God.
The Christian life is not meant to be filled with uncertainties. The knowledge we are held secure by a Heavenly Father is important to us. Our God desires to have a complete trust in him. Listen to what he told us in the first letter of John, chapter 5 and verses 11 to 13, and I quote, "This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things have I written to you who believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life."
My friend, if you're not sure of your eternal security, you can have real peace by accepting what God says in his word, the Holy Bible. If you can't trust God, where else or who else can you turn to?
The Bible says it clearly. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes on him will not perish, but have eternal life." Now that is real security.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.